Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fine.
Then I feel like you really missed the mark this year.
You're so annoying.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. Hey, everybody. I don't wear headphones for this anymore, so I don't know if this is loud or not. I don't care. It's the end of the year!
Really?
Welcome to episode 15 of the Uncensored Podcast. Baby, it's going to be wild today. I'll tell you why. Snow, S-Z-N. It's snow season.
I don't even know what to make of it. I don't even know where we are.
I can't get your vibe on this.
Me?
Yeah.
I think I'm really uncomfortable about it.
We're here in Maryland, and this is our very first snow.
Yeah.
Jess ever, by the way.
I've never experienced, I've seen snow from afar. I went to like Big Bear, but it's not, I mean, that was like a sprinkle.
That's like a, you asked for that.
That was a sprinkle thing. I'm not like living in that. I'm not driving.
Yeah.
I had to like borrow someone else's clothes, but now like I live here.
Yeah,
so I ain't going nowhere.
This is life. And it's December. It's cold here till like April. So there's a very good chance this could be one of many. Now we're not living in like upstate New York, where like that shit just snows and snow. Anyone that's like from cold weather, when we talk to him here, like we've got the girl that works with Johns Hopkins that is from Chicago, I think she is.
Yeah.
And then she works with another girl who's from somewhere cold as shit, and they're like, this is nothing.
Yeah,
here.
No, she's never cold. She like doesn't even have a jacket on, and it's like 40 degrees outside tonight, and that gives me anxiety.
But coming from Florida, then Arizona, then San Diego.
Well, also, when we walked in, there is a air mattress on a table.
Shit's about to get real.
That's there just in case, like, people can't leave.
This shit's about to get real.
And that freaked me out.
So what are you, I felt like you'd be excited about this.
I feel excited. I'm really torn up inside because I'm super, super excited. And I think it's, like, magical. And being over here during the holiday season is something like I've never experienced before. It's like a whole other vibe. It hits different over here.
Yeah.
But it's also terrifying because I just like living in it and driving in it and all that kind of stuff. And I'm just always cold.
I will say shout out Maryland, because I miss San Diego. I mean, there's nothing better than just walking outside and knowing what the temperature is going to be, right?
Yeah.
But then I will say the holidays do feel a lot. It's specialer.
No,
that's not a word.
It's like, weird. It's different. It's like just, driving around.
Yeah.
And I've never felt that before.
No.
So that part is like really, really cool.
It's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see how this first snow goes. Our boss is kind of freaking out low key. Tom is kind of freaking out because he's like, you guys got to bunker down.
I think that's mainly because he doesn't think we're going to handle it well.
Well, so what I'm reading right now, tell me if I'm wrong, we're looking at like 1 to 3 inches here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's not really a ton. But like up north, like northern Maryland's getting like 12 plus, I just saw in Fox.
Yeah.
So just keep your fingers crossed. I want to play a game, okay? I just made this game up right here in this moment. Let me see, where's my game show music?
Fine.
I got all my music back, baby. We're back in order. The game is called What the Fuck's Wrong With Us? Game is called What the Fuck Is Wrong With Us. Okay? It's played like this. You just tell me what the fuck is wrong with us.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
Jess, we'll start with you. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Me? I just say things that's wrong with us right now? Is that what I do?
No,
I'm just genuinely curious what's wrong with us.
Okay.
The last week or so, shit's been different here.
I know.
It's been different in the studio. It's been different planning the show.
Yeah.
It's been different. Even like today when I'm like, typically I sit down to this podcast and I'm like, cool. Like, let's go. Let's ride. Here's like a thousand. Like this morning, I'm sitting here and I'm like, I don't think I even know how to do radio anymore. I have zero creative ideas.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here pulling out like the lowest rung forms of entertainment because my brain's just like,
we're struggling.
It's like not clicking right.
Yeah, we've been struggling.
Which is stressful. And for me, it started probably last Monday.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been able to get back on track.
Yeah.
And so my question to you is, what the fuck is wrong with us?
I mean, well, right now I'm really hungry, so there's that.
Truth. I've had no real breakfast this whole week.
I'm like starving.
This is how hungry I know Jess is because she actually wants to get Chipotle.
And I have been Chipotle'd out because of you. And like today I was like, fine.
That's why I asked, what the fuck is wrong with us? Everything is weird in the studio right now.
And I honestly don't even think it's just us. I genuinely believe that everybody can relate to this feeling right now.
Can they though? Because I don't remember feeling like this previous years.
No, because it's never been a freaking COVID-19 pandemic and like shit show explosion of like confusion and unknowingness. I think that's what it is. Like we've been through so much this year. That now that it's finally coming to an end and we're getting close to like some, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're celebrating, you are going to, you know, whether you get to be with friends or family or maybe you can't see who you want to see, but you at least get some time just to like reset.
Right.
I think we all are craving that so much and we just want to start new that this like little gray area right now is like, and it just, I'm like, it's like annoying.
Yeah. No, I feel it. And I just don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if everyone is feeling that because I feel like here at the holidays, we should be feeling better than ever. But I think for the last week and a half, I mean, the fact that I'm even able to talk straight right now is shocking to me. Like if you asked me to close my eyes for about 30 seconds, I'd probably fall asleep.
Yeah.
You want to try?
No.
Okay. I don't know why. And I'm like, is this like a low key depression that we're going through? Like, is it like the weather change? Because like it's been cold as shit outside. Is it like just year end stuff?
Yes.
Us just trying to wrap the year up and like,
because
I'm not necessarily like I'm excited to see my family. I haven't seen them since February, but I'm not like, oh my god! I mean, every day I don't wake up, I'm like one day closer.
Well,
you know, which can make things seem a little longer. You know,
it's because we all know that it's going to be different, and we all know that it's not going to be what we're used to experiencing. So it's almost like you're mentally preparing yourself to like have to adjust. Like we've had to adjust to everything and acclimate to everything this past year. So I think it's just kind of like, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like we got to step our snack game up on this show.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot we fall into this lull. And I've got these protein bars. I was such a good friend the other day.
We don't eat.
It was so disrespectful.
No, it was not.
It was
so
disrespectful.
They're so nasty.
So I buy these protein bars, right? They're very specific protein bars.
They're so nasty.
They're vegan and they're gluten-free. Exactly what my dietary restrictions are,
yeah,
right? Yeah. Pretty expensive, got to be honest with you. Not cheap,
that
okay?
That sucks because they suck.
So Jess, poor Jess over here, my friend Jess, was like starving over here. She's like, oh. So I literally give her one of these very expensive protein bars. And she literally takes one bite and spits it out. Like it's just a piece of shit.
I thought I was gonna throw up.
It's not that disgusting.
It is.
It
think
really
you just
isn't.
Literally brainwash yourself because that's all you can have. Which honestly, I respect. Like, I'm really proud of you for having that strong brain power to convince yourself that that's good. But I can't.
It's not that bad. And I'll have somebody next time that somebody goes to Sprouts or something, pick one of these up. It is
no,
the ready. This
don't.
This is how this
don't
is how,
waste
this
your
is,
money.
This is how shitty it is. Ready? I'm gonna tell you all the shitty things about this. All right.
No.
It is the Garden of Life Organic Fit. So it's organic, fit, high protein weight loss bar. Okay.
Okay.
It's got 14 grams of prebiotic fiber.
What the fuck?
1 gram of sugar.
Stop. See, that's another thing too. Like, I just want to eat like shit. Like, let me eat like shit the next 2 weeks and don't talk to me. Like, everything you're saying to me is aggravating
It's vegan. It's gluten-free. Made without dairy or soy ingredients.
I want macaroni and cheese.
God, me too.
Clam chowder.
What the fuck is wrong with
crab
us?
Crab dip.
What is wrong with us?
Bitch, we just need to eat bad and cry for a little bit and we'll be fine. Like stop trying to figure it out.
I don't want to feel like this anymore though.
It's, I know.
I literally, let me tell you how I feel. This is where I'm getting a little bit panicked. Let me tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. Is I feel like the show is suffering.
Why?
I feel like the show is taking a hit.
Right now, yeah, because no, see, that's another thing too. Like, you're okay. No one's calling right now because like everyone's on vacation. Everyone as a whole is mentally checked out.
Are we the only ones? Can you just reassure us really quick?
I know that would be better.
Because we've been living, keep in mind, Jess and I very much live in a bubble.
It's just me and you.
It's literally me and you. You've been cut off. You've got garage. At least he like sees other human beings. But I don't see, like, Jess is my only outlet. Yeah. Of normality. Like, I talk to friends on the phone and stuff, but like when it comes to like deep conversations and like going through stuff, Jess is the closest thing that I even have to like a significant other right now. I spend more time with Jess than anybody else.
Yeah.
So, and that's other than Jess, I don't really see anybody.
No, yeah, I only see you in garage. That's it. Two people.
Like, is everybody feeling this way? Are you feeling like this lull here towards the end of the year?
Or it'd be nice to hear.
It would be. You can call us, text us, 855 Kramer Jess. I'm like, what show is this? 855 Kramer Jess, or you can just DM us on Instagram.
We're going through a lot of changes, dude. Like,
wait, what change?
I don't know. Maybe because we're like on the complete opposite end of the country.
But we've been changed.
Not really.
We've been changed,
dude. No, literally. Like, listen to, like, think about this. Everything has been like moving and going, and like we're living in a hotel, and then we came here, and then it's just been a commotion. So now things are starting to, like,
that's all you get.
Settle.
We live in a hotel.
No,
we
dude,
moved.
I'm serious. We live in a hotel. We're low-key really ready homeless.
I was ready for like a long list on that. You
okay,
said that
fine,
was
fine.
And like, to be honest, though, like, so yeah, so it was crazy at first.
Yeah.
But then I felt like we really hit our stride. I felt like we were just knocking out content, just like boom, 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 and now we're just like meh.
Yeah.
For what?
Because
what's wrong with the fuck is wrong with us?
Because it's cold and we're just tired and it's weird. We're just getting used to shit.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
And we can't. We're not even in the same room.
I know. You gotta keep that in mind. Like, Jess and I look at each other through glass. It's very
weird.
Bizarre. It's very bizarre. I asked Jess a couple of seconds ago. And we're gonna have to be careful about this because this is our very last podcast before the end of the year. It's the last one you'll get. You'll get another one on January the 6th. To be exact. But I was asking Jess about what is she going to get for Garage Boy? Because this is like your first
Christmas.
Official Christmas. Did y'all do anything together last year? For you? Because y'all just blowjobbed in the garage a month earlier. And that really, in case you don't know, that's where Garage Boy's.
Everybody knows. Stop bringing it up.
Go back to episode 3 if you want to hear the whole story. But that's, I feel so awkward because we say that name on the air so freely. And like, for example, even our big boss, Tracy, asked Tom, like, where'd that name come from? Like, oh, my God. You know, like, we have to, that's this man's nickname. So what did you do for him last holiday?
We just hung out. I didn't give him anything.
Nothing?
No. That was because that was like literally our second month of even like talking like normal human beings.
Did you blowjob him again in the garage?
No.
No blowjob?
No.
When you went home for Christmas.
You're so stupid.
I'm serious.
I hate you.
No, I'm being serious.
Not in the garage.
Okay, but in a normal setting.
Yeah, like a normal freaking person inside.
Y'all just hooked up then.
Yes.
When you went home, I got so many questions about this.
Well, no.
No, I do. I really do.
Fuck.
Because, okay.
What?
Let's get our timeline straight here.
Okay.
You blowjobbed him.
In November.
In November, the day after.
No, on the 27th. On the 28th.
Okay. Of November.
Yes.
Okay. And then you went back to San Diego.
Yes.
And then you went back to Stockton.
I went back to Stockton.
Were you guys talking in between those two?
Literally, did not stop.
Every day.
Every single day.
Intensively?
Yes.
Like, was that when you guys were like falling asleep on the phone together and shit?
Yes.
Wow. So that's pretty, okay. All right. So yeah, of course you did then. Yeah. I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed. Jess,
You're so, oh God.
I don't know what she actually got him. But here's the truth. We just give us sexual intercourse of some sorts.
That's all you're saying because you're lacking that. So that's all you can think
maybe.
About. Yeah, you're going crazy.
What did he ask for? Did he ask you for anything for Christmas?
Yeah, no. He was just like Nike stuff because he's like...
It's not what he wants.
He just needs new like work. No, he's like super... You have no idea. Garage is literally the bougiest brand whore on the planet.
So he wants shoes or
gear? No, he wants like Nike workout nice ass stuff.
Okay. Is that what you're going to get him?
Yeah. Oh. I did all that jazz.
How much you spend on him?
Oh God.
I'm genuinely curious on year. This is year one. This is the first big one.
On him alone? Probably like three. At least $300 on him. He likes expensive things.
Y'all better go to TJ Maxx.
No, I know.
$300 on your first Christmas together.
Well, okay, that's a total of Christmas presents and then our anniversary gift because our anniversary is on January 4th. So I like split a little bit for Christmas and then he's What's, getting something for the anniversary.
You know what's so funny is Jess is like, I can't say on the podcast what I got him.
I literally said.
You literally said exactly what it's going to be.
Everything.
Well, what is part two then?
I'm just going to tell y'all.
I mean, you might as well at this point. Just tell him
I don't think he'll listen. I feel like he doesn't care about us. Can I tell you a side story about him?
Yeah, but first time I was going to get, what's part two of the gift?
I got him a watch for...
What kind?
Like a Tommy Hilfiger one or whatever.
That's nice.
Super nice. What'd that like cost low you? Key like vintage. $125.
Fuck. That's a lot of money.
I know.
That's a lot for the holidays.
I just feel like
What did you get the other ex? I'm still scared to say that man's name. Can we tell that story today, please?
What do you want?
Is today can that be the Christmas gift to everybody?
Sure.
Good God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, well okay, let's do a side and we'll tell you. Well, no, we're going to do a couple different things.
No, it doesn't matter. Garage doesn't care about me and you cuz he has to deal with us all the time. So he's like not impressed by anything we do, but his work plays a radio station that's in our building at their job. They play at his, where he works. They play Crash's station.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tell me why he was like, I was on the phone with Crash. He's like, it's so cool hearing her on the phone because like we listen to her. I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me?
I don't know what it is. It's always been the same with me too.
I'm like, why are you fangirling over her? You know I do the same shit. He's like, yeah, but like, it's whatever. I'm like, you suck.
My friends.
No support.
They don't give a shit. But if I like mention another radio person now, they're like, wait.
Yeah.
You know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like.
Yeah, what the fuck?
But like, I'm also.
Yeah. You're like, it's fine.
I'm so needy. I'm like, but you, also I do it. So tell me you love me too, please.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's awkward. How much would you spend on.
Not that.
The one we do not speak of.
Not that.
But the last year y'all were together, where'd you get him?
Honestly, I don't even remember. A lot of that has been blocked out of my mind from trauma. Honestly, I don't know, but I know for sure as hell it was not that nice. It was not that, like, it just, that was just so...
But like, what was it?
I couldn't even tell you. I literally, that's an issue that I'm discovering that I have. Like, I full-on block things out of my brain that cause me trauma to the point where I can't remember, which is really, really bad.
Yeah.
But I have a hard time remembering stuff like that because I've just, like, blacked it out.
You remember those last couple months at 933 or no?
Whoa. Take it easy.
Careful.
Chill.
Relax.
Don't get crazy.
Last podcast of the year. Let's get through this one live.
Don't get crazy, dude.
So you have no idea.
I don't. I know.
I'm trying
like,
to remember the last thing I gave Shannon,
beachy
my
beachy stuff and like whatever, cheesy shit. But it wasn't like this.
You cared about.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what I gave.
He didn't care about what I wanted.
Oh, no, I do remember. Remember what I gave Shannon? Wait, what did you say?
I said he didn't care about what I wanted, so.
Yeah. Why? Weird. I had no idea that all that was going on. Do you remember what I gave Shannon?
The koala shit.
Yeah.
That shit was tight.
That shit was so cool.
That was awesome.
When you get married for so long, eventually you just run out of bullshit gifts to give. You can only give so many purses and like wallets and sweaters and whatever. So you have to start. I was on my ninth Christmas with this woman.
Yeah.
And she loved koalas. And so what I did was I set it up so that she could go have a koala experience over at the San Diego Zoo.
Which was crazy.
I did not know she was...
Damn.
That's what sucks.
I know.
That's what sucks about it.
She was out here in these streets.
She's out here in these streets. And I had no idea.
You dropping bags on that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I get it all worked out.
It's okay. It's okay. You went out with the bang.
That I feel like is probably... out of everything that hurts me the most, I think about
that she's all like, "Yay!" and like you had no idea what was going on.
Like as we're sitting here, because I really quick backstory. I don't know how much you know about my life, but
they're like, "We know everything.
We know everything. You literally tell us everything." Yes. You had a Pop-Tart for breakfast. You posted on Instagram. Yes. My wife was having an affair. I don't know how far it went back with the guy. It was, I don't know what kind of affair it was. I only saw the emotional affair side of it because I saw like all these messages back and forth to one another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what I think out of anything, what hurts me the most is knowing that I was putting that much effort.
Trying to like save your marriage.
Yeah, to like really put something special together for her.
So she would give you some sort of attention.
And she out here in these streets.
I know.
Like it ain't nothing.
I know.
That's crazy.
She just took it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
So she sure didn't break it off with me before that koala
shit. Yeah.
That was not not that
interesting.
Very interesting. All right, you want to tell a story? A holiday gift for everyone or no? Are you scared?
Yeah.
You think he's gonna come after us?
I don't know. I have no way of knowing because I don't have any way of being contacted.
You have to decide. We got a story we've never told before.
But, how about okay, and then we don't talk about him ever again.
But she, okay. Well,
no, that's not possible.
I can't promise. Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm not. I'd rather just not tell the story. if that's the guidelines we're going on, I'd rather not tell the story. Well,
I'd rather leave this story though in 2020. I'm not really trying to bring up this.
Okay, you want to leave it here then?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it here then.
You can tell.
How much should I tell? Because I feel like it's going to go into a whole different side story if we...
Yeah.
I'll just give the overview.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes. What's appropriate and respectable for everybody. Well,
it's not even... It's just like... We'll be here all goddamn day trying to break down the whole situation. So we'll just... It'll go like this. So Jess had an ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I genuinely like the guy. I thought he was like, why am I nervous right now?
I know, I'm nervous too.
Why do I feel like he's going to come after us?
No.
Should we not tell the story?
No, it's, you know, okay.
It's like, listen, you got to sign off on it.
No, I do sign off on it. And here's the reason why. Because like, I think that you and I have talked about this before. If something has happened to you, it's your story too.
Yeah.
And so you should be allowed to speak about it. And if someone is pissed that you talk about it, well, then they shouldn't have done what they did to you.
Hello.
So we're not going to be disrespectful, but I also have every right to share what has happened to me. So go ahead.
I need to mark that time because that will be the headliner tease right there. So remember 21, 38 seconds, just so we can go back and get that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that I was a big fan of Jess's ex-boyfriend. Like I would. I don't like having friends, but if I was going to have a new friend, I'd consider him a good dude, right?
He is a good person.
Careful.
He is a good person.
Yeah, no. And every time we'd hang out, like I genuinely look forward.
Yes.
To
seeing him.
Yeah, seeing him, like being around him, and like if we went out, it'd be fun and like
he was fun to be around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when the breakup happened, it was. Things changed.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember how we got to this point. Do you remember how we even got to this point? I just remember like the blow, but do you remember how we even got to this point?
We waited a while to bring the breakup to the air just because I was in a really bad place about it. And then we finally spoke about it on the podcast.
Right.
And I swear to you, I mean, we had to take it down, but the podcast
was literally... Oh, I forgot we took it down.
We had to take it down.
That's right.
But,
We had an uncensored podcast at our last radio station too, at Channel 933.
Yeah,
and we had done a full episode.
Yes,
of Jess's breakup.
Yeah,
and he had listened to the podcast.
Right,
and he basically felt like he wasn't able to give his side of the story.
Yeah, right? And that I ruined his reputation and all these types of things. When honestly. Barely anything was said about him as a human being.
Yeah.
It was literally all from my perspective of like my broken heart and like that. That's what it was not like he's this and this and this and he did this and this and this and this and this.
Yeah, he was trying. Yeah, that's right. It wasn't even like really an attack on him.
No.
I think there was like one thing said he wasn't happy about.
Right.
But then he like what basically happens was he like sidelined me. over text.
Yeah.
And was like, well, what she's not saying is this, 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 and this. And it was things that like would have nothing to do with the breakup. And that's being completely neutral about the situation.
Yeah.
I don't think anything that he mentioned that was missing was prevalent.
But could you imagine, though, going through a breakup and your significant other going to your mentor at the time and just like saying that shit to you?
It was weird. Yeah.
That alone, I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not over here. It's not like I don't know. It's fine.
And I don't honestly remember the full story, just in complete transparency. I just remember like the big, I don't remember how it ramped up. But what I remember is it got to, I don't remember if I didn't respond to that or what happened.
And what was super frustrating too is like I took the opportunity to share of like the pain of like a breakup and like what I was feeling as like a person, not right. like trying to tear somebody down and talking shit on someone.
It wasn't. I feel like everybody was really respectful.
Yes.
During breakups on the air, except for when I went crazy on my ex-wife. But,
right, possibly deserved.
Right. Possibly deserved.
Yeah.
Arguably. Careful.
Yeah.
Before we get a note written about that. Here's all I remember is I'm at a movie screening. I'm eating dinner with our old producer, Chris, at a movie screening, and I get this text from Jess's ex-boyfriend and I may have it.
No way. Ew. Why do you keep everything?
I mean, I just don't know why I would have deleted it. You know what I mean? Like, do you delete text messages?
Psycho. You know, you keep Kramer keeps shit for days like this. He likes to bring up bullshit. Oh, wow, I do.
I've got the whole exchange.
Ew.
I do. I'm trying to figure out how much I want to share of this.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, because it was sent in privacy, but like basically, he was just saying like whatever you had mentioned on that podcast. He was saying like it wasn't just me; it was her too. Basically,
I love when people get upset when you share how you've been affected by things that they've done to you. It's so interesting.
And he said I know the truth, and so do you. And I'm like, I didn't respond to that text message, okay?
Yeah.
Now, here it is. That was sent at 12:05 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
At 9:23 p.m. that night. Oh, man. This is like when people can send you, like, full-on messages.
Mm-hmm. I was also, like, mortified the fact that, like, he was sending you all these things too. Yeah.
So this is where I get involved. So he sends me this long message, right? It's 9:23 at night, which was probably actually 6:23 because I remember it was right before a movie screening. It's probably 9:23 Eastern time, which is why it's showing up. That's that now. Basically like going on and on, saying this, you could have been doing this or you could have been doing that and blah, blah, blah. Was there any missteps in your were you seeing someone else?
Me?
Yeah.
No. Never.
No. Nobody there at the end, any crossover, anything?
No. Is that what he thought?
I mean, I don't want to get in. I'm just asking questions here.
Which I think is hilarious because if there was any infidelity in our relationship, which there was, it was not on my fucking side. So
careful.
That's cool. But no, never at any point ever. Even like, and that's also not just covering the last like 6 months. That's covering our entire 8 to 9 year interaction, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Right. Like never at any point.
And you feel good about saying that.
Yes.
You never did anything with another person.
Never.
A kiss.
No.
When
we were involved.
A blowjob in a garage.
No. Like. When I was waiting around for his ass. No. Okay. Never. But that was not reciprocated.
So this is where I literally was like, oh, hell no. Because like, I'm already protective of Jess, but I stay out of breakups as much as possible.
Yeah.
But don't you dare try to bring me into this shit. So he basically says, listen, I have some pretty incriminating text messages on you.
On Kramer.
On Kramer, right? Yeah. He says, I save all my messages all the way back. I have messages that even go back, blah, 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 blah. I could post these messages for all to see on social media or just walk into the building and ask for Hayes. That was our old boss.
Yeah, like name dropping people like they knew the, like, what the fuck?
So all I ask is that you never mention me on the radio again. And then he kind of goes on and on. I'm just going to read that one part. Whew. Now, let me tell you something about the old Crames over here, okay?
Yeah.
Crames, listen, I stayed really respectful in that. It wasn't my business.
Yeah.
It wasn't my business. But if you're going to come in here and try to blackmail me on something.
And multiple people on, like, nothing.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Like, if he would, honestly, Jess, if he would have sent me a text saying, I would really appreciate it if you guys would just not talk about me.
Which would totally
I would have come to you and been like, listen, like, it's obviously bothering him. Mm-hmm. We don't want to get this to escalate. Let's just chill.
Yeah.
But he then basically threatened to blackmail me with some information.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
Yeah.
I'm not having that. So I'm sitting at the Yard House, okay? Picture this. I'm sitting here at the Yard House in Mission Valley right before a movie screening, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, something don't threaten me. Like, just don't threaten me. Don't try to, like, create. I have not done anything.
Yeah.
To anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I'm staying out of it, if anything.
Yeah. He was just spiraling.
And I pick up that phone so fast, y'all. I walk outside the Yard House and I fucking just go at it.
Yeah.
And that's not like me. I'm not a big, like, I don't try to blow up like that. But I was like, basically, don't you fucking dare try to come at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
I am the only, like, I'm supportive of you. Like, I am, like, I don't know what happened. I don't know the full story. I love Jess, but I obviously, like, we've had a great time. Nothing against you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no reason to try to, like, you know, ruin anything for you or make you feel any kind of certain way. I've got there's no benefit to that for me, right?
Yeah.
And he eventually did back down, but, like, yeah, I was just so. It's like I respected that. I really did. I really liked him a lot.
Yeah.
And then I was just surprised that I would get like a threat like that, you know?
Yeah.
So
we just it was uncomfortable because we dealt with like a lot of things in our relationship that nobody like was aware of.
That's why I think threw everybody so off.
Of like of how my life was behind the scenes and nobody knew.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what really threw me off is I was like.
Yeah. That was really hard for me too.
Because none of us knew that like you guys were even having troubles. I mean, I called it. Do you remember when I called it? I called it like a month before it actually happened.
Yeah.
When you went up to Stockton.
Yeah.
And then something just told me, because I know Jess so well, I was like, because her ex didn't go with her, and I was like, is there something going on between you two?
Yeah.
And something just told me, like, something wasn't right. And then, like, a month or two later, that's when everything, everything kind of, you know, quieted down, or I should say stirred up. I mean, I still have no hard feelings to that man.
No, and honestly,
I was just disappointed. That's how it, like.
Yeah.
But also, like, listen. I am also not the king of making the right decisions when you're in a bad headspace.
Oh, totally.
Like,
yeah.
Emotional pain is so strong.
And he was dealing with, there's like a lot of mental things and like not, he just wasn't in a good place. And so.
So what'd you get him for Christmas?
I don't know.
After all that.
I don't know.
That's probably why he's so mad. You probably gave him shit.
No.
If you'd have stepped up in the gift game, you'd have felt better.
I don't know.
I
do hope. I mean, I have no idea.
Do you guys not talk at all? No contact?
No.
You follow him on social or anything?
No.
Nothing.
I have no idea what his life is like.
Nothing.
And has been like since we broke up.
Is he dating anybody? Anybody even told you?
No, because I had to cut off all of any person that could have connected us. I've had to remove myself from.
Right.
Because I just think that's like the safest thing. But I genuinely hope that. I would love for him to be with someone, and I would love for him to be happy, and I hope that he's doing whatever he wants to do. I really hope for that, like as like a because we grew up together, despite all the bullshit that's happened and that he's done to me. I just like, as like friends, I think there's people when you've been connected to them for so long, like you just want them to be well and, yeah, well, and of course, healthy, of course. You know?
I mean, it's the same with my ex-wife. Like, yeah. I don't wish her, I think the things, some things that she did to me were very hurtful and selfish. I mean, I don't want her to die though or anything. Like, I'm not like,
no.
Like, what good is that going to do you?
And also, when you're in a bad situation, when you're in an unhappy situation, you bring out the worst in each other.
Totally.
So I think 100%. That, yeah, I'm
100%.
I would hope that he's like way happier and in a better place doing whatever he's doing with his life.
It's been a while since what was really frustrating when I was going through my divorce was that I have so many listeners that would still follow my ex on social media, and they would love to screenshot
and send you things
and send me things and be like, oh my God, did you see this? And I was like,
no,
fuck.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And I haven't had that in a while.
That's good.
So that's the good news. I don't even know where this topic was going, but there you go. That's a story that we've been like kind of sitting back on. Yes.
There was, his parents did contact me. I think maybe like a month or two ago?
Really?
Yeah.
Now,
his dad's,
you guys had, remind me your relationship with his parents. You were pretty cool, right?
I was very close to his parents.
Yeah.
And like, and when I was going through a really difficult part of my life, like his family was there for me during that time. And I'll always love his mom and dad.
Yeah.
And so they actually were going through their garage and like, I guess they found...
No. You can't say that we're garage and him in the same. You can't say like that. Say the carport or something.
They were,
I can't,
going through storage.
There you go. Thank you.
And I guess something of mine was in there, and I had like a baby book or something stored there. And so his dad had sent me a text and was just like, I hope you're well. Like, we have something if you would want it. And honestly, I got scared. I thought it was a trap. I don't want them knowing where I'm at, where I live, or like anything.
Did you respond?
I waited a while, and I don't know why I felt so uncomfortable about it. But I was like, thank you very much. And it's fine. Like, you don't have to give it to me, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm pretty sure that you would want this. Like, you know,
give me your exact address and what,
like,
time you're home.
And he was like, how about this? How about I drop it off at your aunt and uncle's house? I'll just leave it at the front porch. It's totally fine. And then his dad and his mom sent me a picture of them together with the book. And we're just like, this is what we have. We hope you're well. Just as proof so you know that it's us and not someone else trying to contact you.
God, you're so suspicious of everybody, aren't you?
Yeah.
You just can't handle it.
But I guess he dropped it off at my aunt and uncle's house. And that was that. And that was like, you know,
it. Did that make you feel any kind of certain way?
A little. Like, it just made me have to remember what my life was like. It's also really weird, too. It's weird, like, spending so much time with people, and when they met, I don't know, like, I love them, you know?
Right.
So it's weird knowing that, like, I will always love them from afar, but like, that's what that relationship is. And it's not, there aren't people that I can like check in with or send a Christmas card to or anything. And I think that's something, as you get older, you kind of have to accept like certain situations and certain people are meant to be in your life during that time, and then you have to leave them there.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
tough. I have a really hard time with that too.
Yeah.
Even like breakups of people that there's like no foul, you know what I mean? Like, people that like hurt me, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's somebody that I just realize isn't going to, don't let me go down a rabbit hole on this. This is like one of my biggest irritations right now, is like, if you, let's just say like you really vibe with somebody and you start to date, and then you just like, for whatever reason, romantically, it's not going to work out. What I hate is that person has to get completely scrubbed from your life.
I know.
You know? And that's what, like,
But that works. But see, like, you feel that way, but some people, like, they have to cut you off completely in order for them to like heal in whatever way, shape, or form that they go through things and they handle things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It just, to me, it's such a bizarre thing, because I mean, that's like what a friendship is. It's snowing outside, Jess.
No.
Look, it's snowing. Here's Jess's very first snow. You're going to experience it
what
live.
What the fuck? Wait, I'm crying.
She said I'm crying.
That's so cool.
There you go. Your very first snow, Jessica.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
Thoughts?
It's like magical. It's like a Taylor Swift music video.
It just got a little bit better, didn't it?
Yeah.
Nicole just got a little bit better.
I feel my God. It's like Gilmore Girls.
I feel like I need to document this on Instagram. Hang on one second. Jess is very first.
Wait. Stop. We're in a movie.
Hang on. Okay. Now you can freak out.
We're literally in a movie. I am a Gilmore Girl. I feel like I'm in Gilmore Girls. Where are we? Where are we? I don't even understand. I'm kind of having a meltdown. How did we even get here?
I don't know. It's weird, right? Remember this time last year, like sitting on the beach somewhere?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's fucking snowing.
That's crazy, right? Wait, come on. Come back to this conversation really quick.
Okay.
And then we're going to wrap it up. Yeah, it's crazy, right? You look outside, it's crazy. Even the birds are like, what the fuck?
I know. They're like, why? Wait, it's actually snowing outside. Yeah, that's crazy. So weird. Oh my God, that's so weird.
it is kind of weird. Like, what is our life right now?
I don't know. I drive around and I'm like, how the fuck did I get here?
How did we get here? I don't even know.
It's
really bizarre. Wait. So that's been something that I've not enjoyed about trying to figure things out with Miss California. That's the girl that lives back in San Diego.
Oh, because if it doesn't work out, you guys can't be friends.
No, it's that I have to cut out people. Like when I was casual.
Oh, duh.
Like, and if something didn't work out, like I definitely had a couple of friends that we had tried to like figure it out.
Yeah.
And then we both realized it
you
wasn't.
You out here thinking like that was going to be healthy for anyone?
Well, because like it was like, it could be like a year before and nothing romantic could have happened in that last year and we just became friends.
No,
but
sir.
But then I've got to like, I do have to scrub those people, right?
Yes,
like,
you do.
Even though if we come to the realization that we're just friends.
Yeah, if Garage had sex with someone, that's not his.
What about
anymore.
Not sex though? What about not sex? What about he got a blowjob in the garage?
If he got a blowjob from someone, he can't be their friend anymore.
What about if he wanted just a date with him?
I literally told him like there was this girl that he almost hooked up with,
and that was all set to get scrubbed.
Yeah, I was like, I hate her.
Who all did you make Garage scrub when you guys got together?
It was just her, but honestly, but that was like a side. That didn't even matter because like she like. And again, all power to her. I think, you know, you can do whatever you want.
You're a queen.
You're a queen. You can do whatever you want with your body. You can do whatever you want with your life. Like, I do not judge, but you can stay the fuck away from my man. So, like, they almost hooked up one time, and that's, like, what she likes to do or whatever. And he still followed her on Instagram, and he was, like, we were just having a casual conversation, and he was telling me a story of something he saw her doing on Instagram, and I literally was like, I never want to hear any. I literally was just like, I was like, I want nothing to do with that human being ever. I don't want you to tell me something you saw. I don't want, like, I don't care because I'm sensitive about it.
Yeah.
So just don't.
Well, what if you did not?
It's fucking snowing outside. Oh, no, it's getting heavier.
Relax. What if you...
Oh my God, I'm going to die.
What if you did not hook up or have any kind of...
But there was like an emotional connection.
But like you... Yeah, like... And like you vibe, but you realize it wasn't going to be a thing.
I don't know. Did you guys go on a date?
Yeah.
Okay, then I don't
so
know.
So no. So once you go on a date with somebody, even though you realize it's just friend status...
Yeah, because how do you know? Because like obviously you had the intention of dating. So like... But then again... But here, I think it's situational. Some people are cool with it. Some people are like, I'm friends with my boyfriend... I'm friends with my ex-boyfriend and my man is cool with it and he was at my wedding and my man loves it. Like, if you are that species, that's great.
Yeah, more
for
power
you.
To you, but that's not
but
me,
I mean,
Jess.
No, not me.
If you even looked at another man before.
Yeah,
if you knew a man's middle name, he's off the list.
I don't want it.
If you were even had a high school math class together, it's too close. Can't handle it. All right.
I cannot believe we live in a place where it's snowing outside. Like, I don't even know what's happening.
We end this year and this episode with a little snow in the back. It's kind of fun, though, right?
It's so fun.
It is kind of fun now. The cold is more fun now.
We're here together.
Yeah. Aw, give me a hug through the glass. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in the new year. Have a great holiday. Thank you. Like, if you're here from Maryland, listen. you know, with San Diego, we had like 5 years with them. So they got to know us. And we, first off, we thank you for following us across the country.
Yes, no, if you, whether,
some snowy ass place.
Yeah, and like both Kramer and I have been through a lot. And for you to stick with us and to grow with us and accept us for who we are and exactly who we are so thankful for you and we love you so much.
If you're brand new to us, and like, we'd like to hear from you. Seriously, I want to know the Maryland people.
Yeah, what do you think about us?
That have like come over the podcast.
Yeah, like, I'm sure they're like, I know, they're like, who the fuck are these people? And if you are, thank you for giving us a chance because it's really scary going somewhere new and just hoping somebody likes you. So thank you for hanging out if you're new.
Either way, we'd love to hear from you on social media. Jess, your social and your podcast.
At Jess Do It, JESSDUITT. You can listen to Low Key on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. It's cool. Just go to KramerJess.com. I put my shit on there too.
Okay. I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. That Guy Kramer with a K-R-A-M-E-R. My podcast is called Certified Mama's Boy. And we're going to play in the snow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next year. I want to finish the song out. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.